Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
What a blessing. Thanks, Jay and Jennifer. You get music like that and you don't worry about preaching. There's the message right there this morning. If you have nothing there, you take that away and sing because we're happy. God watches over each one of us. God's watching the sparrow and over us, watching us even more who are more valued, as the scripture says. I'll never forget doing a funeral in Talbotville of really good friends. Mark Montgomery, I was just starting the service, and a sparrow flew in the front door and started flying around the church for a couple of minutes and then flew out. And I think everybody in the congregation, including the pastor who was doing the service, was thinking it's like a sign from God. God was saying, not only do I care for the sparrow, but how much more I care for you, and not to be afraid. In this life and life beyond death, God watches over us and cares for each one of us. So said Jesus, don't, okay, it's good I'm preaching. Don't be what? So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God sees and cares for each one of us who are more value than many sparrows. God has even counted the hairs on our head. I made it a lot easier for him on my head, but anyway. So don't be afraid. There was a study done about what people feared the most. Number one fear of people, what was it? Jump up, anybody? Number one, what do you think it was? Sorry? You know what? You got it. You must have seen my page. Did you hear that? Number one, the number one fear was public speaking. And the number two? Debt. Okay, you guys are pretty sharp. That's right. Number one was public speaking. Number two was death. I love Jerry Seinfeld as he spoke about this. He said, death is number two? How in the world is that? That means to most people, if you have to go to a funeral, you'd rather be in the casket than doing the eulogy. Fears. We've all got them, and there's tons of them. Since I was a child, I've always had a fear of someone under my bed at night. And so I went to a psychiatrist and told him my fear. Every time I go to bed, I think there's somebody under it. I'm scared. I think I'm going crazy. Just put yourself in my hands for 1 year, said the psychiatrist. Come and talk to me 3 times a week, and we'll be able to rid you of those fears. How much do you charge? $300 a visit, replied the doctor. I'll sleep on it if I need it, and I'll come back to you, I said. 6 months later, the psychiatrist happened to meet the fellow on the street. Why didn't you come to see me about those fears you were having? The psychiatrist asked. Well, $300 a visit, 3 times a week for a year is an awful lot of money. A barber cured me for $10. I was so happy to have saved all that money, I went out and bought a new Subaru. Is that so? Said the psychiatrist with a bit of an attitude. And how, may I ask, did the barber cure you? He told me to cut the legs off the bed. Ain't nobody under there now. All kinds of fears. One of the fears that I hear going on too is the price of gas. I got it at 166, and I drove by the same station today. It's 179. And I'll tell you, where you can get it at Wata in the Mohawk Territory, just near Bala, $1.27 a liter. Okay? And we're afraid. Fears. A cartoon in the paper shows a lady going to take the, you know, for the gas thing to put in the car, and it shows on the machine, cash, credit, arm, leg, firstborn. Fears. Big ones. I know in my family, my mother was always, she was afraid she was going to outlive her money. Right, the fears we have. From an Associated Press article on fear. Earth is closer than it's ever been to destruction. As Russia, China, and the U.S. and other countries become increasingly aggressive, adversarial, and nationalistic, a science-oriented advocacy group said and advanced its doomsday clock to 85 seconds to midnight. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists cited risks of nuclear war, climate change, potential misuse of biotechnology, and the increasing use of artificial intelligence without adequate control as it made their annual announcement. Fears. There's fears of growing old. In my 79th year, I hate it when I see an old person and then I realize we went to high school together. It's not my age that bothers me. It's the side effects. And as I've grown older, I've learned pleasing everybody is impossible, but ticking everyone off, it's a piece of cake. It's a lovely thing, really, simply to be one of those who's lived long enough to say, I'm getting old. Fears. And fear of dying. I see people afraid to make wills, talk about their end. I remember in St. Thomas, I asked my congregation, every one of you should have plans and your funeral service. So if you ever have to do it, it's all lined up. I hope I don't have to do it, that you outlive me. And only one person ever gave me a sheet. I guess all the rest figured they're going to live forever down here. Now, you can't get out of here without dying, gang. So in that demise, St. Benedict wrote, he said, daily keep your death before your eyes. If you hold a healthy awareness of your own mortality, your eyes will be opened to the glory and grandeur of life. And you know, I've done that. If you ever want to know the cheapest way of getting buried and having everything done, besides paying the pastor for the service and the UCW for the luncheon, $1,900. And I got an anniversary gift. My wife got one $1,900 and I did too. And they allowed us to pay 12 things on Visa. Once a month, same price as if I paid cash, and we get points in our thing. So if I die first, Jan can go to the keg and have a celebration of my life. But those boxes created, and I won't tell you the name in case there's a rush on making these, the boxes for my ashes, and the ashes, I'm not going to be burned. I'm going to go my last swim. It's called aquamation. And then they give you a little box. And you know where I've got that box? Under the TV, with the Christ light on top of it. And I know people are really, my sister-in-law came and she was, that's disgusting, Roger. I'm not afraid of dying and we shouldn't be either because the promise is, I don't know about you, but I'm going to have sung at my funeral Norman Grinbaum's song, When I Die, and going up to the spirit in the sky where I'm going to live forever. Anyway, enough about that. But if you got any questions about that, the cheapest funeral, come to me, I'll tell you. Is there any funeral directors in here today? Okay. I had two in my congregation in St. Thomas, and they hated it when I said these kinds of things. But it's better to give the money away or, you know, have a great celebration than pay the guy. Anyway, I won't say anymore. I said enough. All right. Taking risks. There's fears of that a lot of times. To take a risk. To take a shot. Fears the smoke and the wildfires. Right? Not just for us, but as Janice mentioned, our indigenous brothers and sisters, is all I'll tell you. That's unbelievable up north. And did anybody get those amber warnings? Are there going to be tornadoes coming through? Like just some of the fears we have. And even the front page, because I guess they knew I was preaching on the fear factor today, I was just filled with fear. And in Toronto, as all the guys in St. Thomas do, all my friends in St. Thomas figure all Toronto is a shootout. It's like the Wild West. Remember that? They had a big event and somebody got shot. The fears we have. I have fears, and I know you have fears, but as time lengthens like a shadow behind me and the time ahead dwindles, my overriding feeling is gratitude. Gratitude for the gift of life. Don't be afraid, wrote Father Richard Rohr. Fear comes from a need to control, and we aren't in control. Don't be afraid, writes former First Lady Michelle Obama as she discussed with Howard University students. College, she says, was probably the most impactful thing that I've done in my life other than being the First Lady and having kids and marrying Barack Obama. It taught me that I could leave home and be successful away from home. It taught me how to open up, how to try new things that are scary, how to buck expectations and beat the odds and all that good stuff. Just try new things. Don't be afraid. Step out of your comfort zones and soar, all right? And dealing with our fears, it helps to remember God's faithfulness, that God cares for each one of us, and to write these scriptures in our hearts. I don't know, in the godly play, I think they probably encourage kids to memorize scripture. No, we learned to memorize scripture was the choruses. And I know Jan's going to wince at this one, but when I was thinking of this service, I remember the chorus that I was taught, probably at the camp farthest out or, you know, wherever it was. But I love the song, and I've been singing it in my heart. And I'll tell you, I hear guys in congregations say, well, I'm not a good singer. You want to know something? The Bible just encourages, make a joyful noise to the Lord. So I'm going to try this joyful noise because this is a great, great chorus to remember. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Don't clap. You had Jennifer. Come on. No. Well, Jay, you can. Yeah. Jay would never let me sing a solo, so I'm going to throw this in it every time I get to preach, whether it's 5 years from now or whatever. It helps to remember in dealing with our fears, God's faithfulness and care, and to remember that God's with us. The prophet Isaiah, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In the words of Jesus, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. Our deepest fear, says Marianne Williamson, is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that sometimes frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children of God. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we light our own light, let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So surrounded by the steadfast love and mercy of God, a God who cares for each one of us, who in our fears is with us, and who in Jesus has gifted us with the indwelling gift of the Holy Spirit. Not as the apostle said, in spite of fear, is a spirit of fear, this indwelling Holy Spirit that we have because of the gift of Christ, but it's a spirit of power. Dynamite is the word, a spirit of power and love and self-control. And to draw on that to overcome our fears, because God wants us to be overcomers so that we might let our light shine and not live fearful lives. So do not be afraid. Keep your light shining. Bless you big time. Amen.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.